Hey everyone, it's Brandon Tyson, and I'm redoing a recording here for you guys that I tried to upload yesterday, and my Braille note went on standby, and it didn't get everything I wanted it to capture in the recording. I think it's because of the nature of the app that I'm using to do this. Also, that is the reason for the poor audio quality. I believe that's also due to the app that I'm using. But I wanted to talk to you about some tips with Touch Braille, as well as some updates on how I've been doing using version 2 on the Braille Note. This is for the Braille Note Touch. So, as for version 2, as far as setting up email goes, I was told that it would be best to use Keymail to manage my email, and I've started doing that, and that makes the whole email management process a lot easier than trying to use Gmail, because there's a glitch with checkboxes, which it's not specific to Gmail, but I actually found that AnyAudio has the same issue, and I'm not sure why that is. However, another site that had checkboxes worked completely fine, so we'll have to see. Basically, as far as all of that goes with KeyWeb and 2.0, it's better than I thought it was. However, with the checkbox issue, that can be a little bit annoying. But as far as entering text into forms, you can always force it to use computer Braille with your backspace with G, which I've started doing when I wanted to make sure what I was typing is going to be accurate. However, you can type in contracted Braille, and it appears that it comes out fairly successfully. So we will have to see there. And for Touch Braille, I use Touch Braille as much as I can. I absolutely love Touch Braille. It appears that if you're struggling with finger calibration, what I did was, that really helped me understand this, was if you fold down your physical keyboard, which I just did, put your 10 fingers on the keys and notice where your wrists are. Next, fold back the physical keyboard and try to put your wrists in that exact same position. Now, you should be able to type accurately. So I'm except this app doesn't properly support first letter nav, so in an effort to do that, it doesn't support first letter nav, so, like I said. But if I were to type or something right now, for instance, sorry about that. I didn't know that app was still running in the background. The problem with this app is that it doesn't show in the app switcher. So basically, it left me thinking that the app was closed when I pressed the exit command. But I don't think it did. So I'm able to navigate successfully, and I'm having my wrists in the same position that they were when I was touching the physical keyboard. And that worked so well for me that I was able to, I went and had something to eat, and then I came back, and I didn't even have to recalibrate my fingers. I was able to put my wrist in the exact position, or in pretty much the exact position it was in before, and I was able to type 100% accurately. So now, that's really cool, I think. And the user guide doesn't mention this, and I think that that is yet another step that you can take if you want to be super efficient with touch braille. Now, it took me a long time to discover this, so
you're going to need your back,
Vic. That'll pretty much do it for this recording. If you want to contact me, my information's on my page. Thank you very much for listening. Have a great day.